Welcome to the Spirit Guided Life Podcast. Get ready to explore limitless ways of creating a dialogue with your spirit, including awesome guests, lightworker tips, and intuitive inspirations. So say yes to tuning into your heart. Be willing to trust the invisible and stand by to be spirit guided with your host, Alex Levy.
Welcome and hello, friends. Welcome to episode 37 of the Spirit Guided Life Podcast. Today we're talking about how to process emotions. But first, I want to share with you a couple of things. In about 3 weeks, I'm hosting a live virtual class on how to connect with spirit guides. And working with guidance is something that I talk about a lot. And it's no secret that the name of this podcast is Spirit Guided. I have been asked countless times to go in depth about the angels, about spirit guides, and ascended masters. And because pretty much everything that we feel, hear, and see comes from some form of higher guidance, which is why I think it's super important to have an understanding and an awareness of how that spirit guidance actually works. So you don't have to be an intuitive or psychic medium to connect with your spirit team. And you don't even have to feel like you are receiving guidance, but I will teach you how to do this in this masterclass. So you can go on over to alexlevyonline.com/spirit guide masterclass or check out the link below in the show notes. And don't worry if you can't make the live class, there will be a replay made available after the class is over. And I'm trusting that you'll know intuitively if this workshop is right for you. This is such a beautiful time to begin connecting with your guides as the veil has really thinned. Also, when there's so much uncertainty, when there's so much fear, it just is a little bit nicer knowing that you have an extra support team with you, guiding and helping you through these new times as we navigate uncertainty. And of course, I would never want finances to be a reason for you not to be able to be a part of this workshop. So if it is a challenge for you at any reason, please reach out to me at assist@alexlevyonline.com and I promise we'll work something out together. Again, you can head on over to alexlevyonline.com/spirit guide masterclass. So today we're talking about how to process emotions. Now, unless you've been living under a rock, I'm sure you're very aware of all the tumultuous, emotional, crazy things that have been happening, especially here in the United States, after the horrific and tragic murder of George Floyd. This event has caused what I'm calling a sacred revolution that many have felt coming a long time, even prior to this happening. What I want to talk about today is how to actually process emotions. Because this is really important stuff, especially with the current events that are happening now, as well as the continued evolution of the COVID-19. Which is affecting everyone globally. And first and foremost, before I continue with this topic at hand, I want to say that I stand for justice. I stand with the Black community and people of color. I stand with agents of change, and I stand for equality. Someone who I consider a mentor, and she's actually been a guest on this podcast. If you want to listen to more of her wisdom insight, you can listen to episode 15 on living an awesomely authentic life with Cynthia Ocelli. She put it best recently, and I couldn't have said it better myself. She says, compassionate hearts know how to respond when they understand the experiences of others. And with today, talking about how to process emotions will really help. Not only that, but it's just going to help you better understand how you really work, how you're wired. Now, each of us is always operating from our truths. And if my truth that I'm speaking right now doesn't resonate for you, then take what you want and leave the rest. Because I am always sharing experiences on this podcast from lessons that I've learned, things that I've gone through, and things that I'm interested and want to learn to go through. So these are my experiences. And I want you to remember, no one can take how you feel from you. But my aim with this episode is to help you better understand how to process emotions. So let's get started. We have been conditioned from the very beginning, like many things, that it's not right to do certain things or feel certain things with our emotions. I'm sure you've heard the popular saying, right? Big girls don't cry, or real men don't cry. But when we process our emotions, what's really happening on a psychic level, you can say, is we're actually opening up our vibration, which in turn creates a more authentic expression of our truth. Meaning we can't really be in our truth if we're not processing how we are feeling. And trust me, the last thing you want to do is stuff your feelings down so deep for so long until you get sick. Because it will happen. It does happen. It's happened to me. Words are so powerful. And processing our emotions is actually a way of self-healing and self-love. It's a realignment. And when we do this, it creates an inner transformation. And it may occur on a very subtle level, but it does create a ripple effect outwards from our energy and physical bodies. So I want you to think of your emotions as a type of spiritual guide. Your emotions, they are your friends. They're your teachers. They are universal love, no matter how they show up. And our ability to experience this full range of incredible emotions, the good, the bad, the so-called bad, right? If you want to say it like that, it's actually a gift. It's part of the experience that we have been given in this physical world, in this earth plane, in this 3D dimension. When we can truly process, we're actually opening up our senses, all of our senses. But compassion and love is the key to processing. So let's define emotion. So emotion is a conscious mental reaction, such as anger or fear, subjectively experienced as strong feeling, usually directed toward a specific object and typically accompanied by psychological and behavioral changes in the body. It's also a state of feeling and the affective aspect of consciousness. And that's from Merriam-Webster. And I think that's a pretty perfect definition of what emotion really is. And I love the quote from Alan Locos, and that is, don't believe everything you think, because thoughts are just that. They're thoughts. So emotions are really just sensations with a name attached to them. And we identify them as positive or negative. So the emotion itself, it's really neutral. It's what's underneath it. This is why I love talking about the concept of limiting beliefs, because a limiting belief is so much more than that belief. There's something deeper underneath it. Same thing with emotions. Works very similar. But people generally have struggled to understand and identify their emotions. So let's talk about how they actually work more. So if you're familiar at all with the philosophy and concepts behind Ayurveda, you'll know that there are three main body types or doshas, as they're called. And each body type or dosha has its own unique constitution. I find that the same concept applies to our emotions and how they work. We all have a different emotional constitution, meaning we all have the capacity to feel sadness, to feel joy, to feel excitement, to feel anger, frustration. However, it depends on our own unique and very individual emotional constitution, which depends on the level of how we actually process and feel and then therefore respond to each emotion. Now, we're going to focus today on processing emotions. I'm going to do a separate podcast on expressing emotions. So let's stay in process mode right now. So if you can understand the different emotional constitution, you can therefore realize that, yes, there are some people, like an empath, for example, who are just wired differently. There's an extra sensitivity. Some people who just have this natural, assertive, extroverted personality may seem like sometimes that they can move through things quicker than someone who may be more a little bit introverted or shy. So we all have our different constitutions, and maybe right now you can kind of think and imagine, what is your emotional constitution? Where would that fall on the range? What does that look like for you? Your emotions are there to provide you information. It's that simple. Now, some people may say they have a hard time processing or feeling their emotions, especially in times of chaos and turmoil or distress. But the truth is, we can't not process our emotions. It's merely an illusion. Now, we can not express them. There's a distinction, though. However, what happens for some is this third thing called suppression. And this includes both positive and negative emotions. Suppression can also be distracting ourselves from wanting to deal with a certain emotion. It can also be avoidance. It's a big one. How about denial? This is something that is very much tied into one of the stages of grief. And remember, grief just isn't about having someone die or losing a loved one. Grief can also affect collective issues, like we spoke about in the past few episodes, and regarding COVID-19. There's also reaction. That can be a type of suppression. How about withdrawing or isolating? We want to get to the destination before doing the work. And this is a pattern that I see a lot, especially in the spiritual world. And this is an example of what people call bypassing, or spiritually bypassing. Now, another reason we don't always process things is because we don't take the conscious choice to step back and become the observer. What I mean by that is if we become the observer, and being the observer doesn't mean you're passive. What it means is we allow ourselves to see our emotions through loving eyes, through a different vantage point. It's allowing yourself to see things through a lens of non-duality and equanimity. And by doing that, you're actually raising your vibration to a more fourth and fifth dimensional energy. So step back, see your truth, work in a pace that is right for you. A lot of people right now are saying, you got to feel this, you got to do this, especially if you look at social media. I'm giving you permission to do things at your own pace. Because isn't that the point of living a heart-centered life or a spirit-guided life? Is to do things that are really in alignment with yourself, with what you are feeling. Because that's really all that matters. So how do we process then? So on an energy level, what needs to happen is we need to create a sacred space in order to fully embrace and process and deal with our emotions. And this isn't a one-time thing. This isn't you take a class and listen to this podcast and abracadabra, you're processing your emotions forever. This is conscious. This is something that we're always probably going to need to work on. We may get better. I hope we do. But there's always going to be the effort, especially when times are tough. So emotions, think of them as really unlimited potentials. And the less reaction, the more introspection. So the first thing I want you to do is begin by taking time out for yourself. Like I said, don't listen to people who are bullying you into saying you got to feel this or you got to feel that or you got to do this, you got to do that. That's bullying. And I don't like that. You do things on your own terms. So if we're processing a lot of emotions or processing collective emotions, such as what's happening right now, it's really important, and I can't stress this enough, it's really important to restore your own sense of self and energy first. Emotion comes before action. Emotions are a very female, feminine type energy. Actions are a very mental and they're a very masculine driven energy. And spiritually, female comes first and then the masculine, right? So emotions come first. And then they move into birthing the action. So if you bypass that, that means you're not processing things. That means you're in a state of reaction. So please take time out for yourself. Even if you don't think you need it, you probably do. We all need to unplug from mass consciousness from time to time because we're processing so much, and it's extremely overwhelming for our psychic and energetic bodies right now. So really, it's important to restore your own sense of self and your energy first. Now, I love metaphors and analogies. It's just something I like. So I want to share with you this analogy. Think of the tree of life. I'm sure you've seen this depicted in spiritual texts and books or literature. The tree of life symbolically represents the circle of life. It represents knowledge. It represents an evolution and wisdom and personal development. Now, just like trees need their roots to be strengthened and nourished and watered by the soil so that it can grow strong and its branches can grow tall and out and flourish with leaves, our emotions go through a cycle like the tree of life as well. And in order for us to express them, right, that comes after processing, to truly be in a heart-centered space. And I know each and every one of you listening wants to be in a heart-centered space. Otherwise, you wouldn't listen to a show like this. We have to first open up to our own inner alchemy. Because when we see our emotions as separate parts of us, it's easy to feel upset or disconnected. Right? The tree of life doesn't see its branches as separate. It's all connected. Allowance is the fastest way through processing your emotions. Just by using intention, because intentionality really does work, intend to allow yourself to process. Intend to allow yourself to be open. The mechanics of it are not that difficult. You don't have to know why in order to process your emotions. But everything we stuff down at some point needs to be processed. It needs to be. So let's start somewhere simple. And that is, before you go to bed, before the end of your day, because you don't want to take these emotions that have not been processed with you while you sleep, okay? So you don't have to linger in your emotions, but allow yourself to really tap into your body. Allow yourself to feel it in your body. And when you do that, when you feel it, when you observe it, when you don't judge it, you don't have to name it, you don't have to analyze it. That's not what I'm asking. But when you just allow it to feel, it actually begins to dissipate. So, one, begin observing in your body. It's all about the physical. It really is. Feel in your body. Is there tension? Is there tightness? Do I feel my breathing is getting shallower or quicker? Is there pain? Is your heart beating fast? Or does it just feel like there's nothing? Or is it just a stillness? And then once you observe it in your body, I want you to notice your thoughts. Again, don't judge them. Notice your thoughts with compassion and love, no matter what the thoughts are. Are the thoughts positive or negative? Or are they neutral? Is your mind still busy? Or are your thoughts kind of cloudy, almost like you can't fully figure out what the thoughts are? This is something so simple, literally two steps. Observe it in your body and notice your thoughts. This is so easy. We can all do this. And if you do this before bed, this is a way to begin to process your emotions. And it works. So as you begin to be more conscious and deliberate and understanding of how you're processing your emotions, it's important to be patient and allow yourself to get used to the new truths that you are finding revealing themselves to you. When you process, you're perceiving consciously, you're seeing, you're feeling, knowing what is there at a deeper level. And I recognize that this conversation can continue. I could share with you more techniques. I could share with you more philosophy. But my guides are really telling me keep it simple. So we're going to end on this note. And I will come back with another podcast to continue this conversation. And from there, we will go on to how to express emotions. But stay with this right now. Honor where you are right now in this moment. Honor your feelings. Honor your journey. Trust that you are doing things at the pace you need to do, because I believe in you, my friend. So until next time, all my love. Thanks for listening to another episode, my friends. I hope you enjoyed this one. If you did, make sure you're subscribed for future episodes, and please leave me a rating and review. And P.S., did you know that leaving a rating is in itself a review? So you don't even have to write anything. For more information on how to connect with me, head over to alexlevyonline.com or check out the show notes below. And until next time, stay spirit.